Okay, so let's call the opening ceremonies, roll call.
Director Hoagland?
Present.
Director Garcia?
Present. Moving on, approval of the agenda.
Madam Chair, I move approval of the agenda.
Public communications. At this time, the public may make comments or matters not into the agenda. Not on the agenda. Oh, sorry.
It's okay. And nobody's here.
None. Aye.
Aye. Approval of the agenda.
Oh, you forgot. Okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
There's only two. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communications received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair.
There are no public communications.
Okay. Items of business. Individuals wishing to speak on the items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form in order to be recognized by the Chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at the time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes.
And there are no requests to speak.
Okay. So let's review and discussion of the proposed mid-year revised operating budget, 2018-2019.
Okay. I'm just going to go over the notes pretty much. Things that are asterisks are larger changes to, and I didn't note all, every single change, because some of them are small and some explain themselves. So we did get the first half of the property taxes in January. We got the notice, and it looks like we have more than last year, so I did up it by $50,000, which we do need. And that could be even higher by the end of the year. It depends on the April submission. The youth sports program, we did get a $10,000 Kaiser grant. And Lori split, $6,000 of it is going to free lessons for low income for the swim pool. And the other $4,000 is for youth programs. And Johan is running one right now. Is it a basketball? It's a basketball program right now. And part and the expenses for that, t-shirts, whatever, will be from the Kaiser grant. So those, that was really nice. That grant. Let's see. Yeah, 6,000 of that's going to the pool. Even after 2 years, we're still evaluating the pool, sure, what it's going to cost us, because yeah, that's not enough time to seasons to really see what's going to happen. Of course, this is going to be more expensive this year because we're adding that security system up there. And do we have any idea approximately how much that's going to cost us?
$15,000.
Oh, okay. Yikes. Okay.
One time?
Yeah, yes. That's just to install it, and it's cameras and sirens and all kinds of extra security, which we do.
It's an investment that we need.
We knew. Ambrose Park, God, historically, has been so easy for crime and vandalism, and because you can't see it until you get down there. So I think we could use anything. I think the police would be appreciative,
right,
too.
Of course.
Okay, the teen center, as you know, we only were funded until the end of December. The second half, the board approved 40-some thousand to cover it. We were able to cut out PG&E and cable, and because we pay that anyway, so it's not like we did receive $53,586 from the first half of the year. And the reason it's more than half is because that last contract was 18 months. It was a year and a half. So we actually got more back in the July through December than we usually do in the quarter. So anyways, that's a... And then the general fund for the... That was that's what the budget is. The board approved $46,000, I think. And that's about how much it's going to be, is the $45,000. And that's from general funds. The capital projects, yeah, the tree, Doug had the arborist from the Pacific site, the landscape company, assess all our trees in all the parks, and it's going to cost a lot to take down the ones that are dead and the ones that fall. We had one fall over the Christmas break, I think, in Ambrose Park, I think. Anyway, they keep falling, and with these winds, and they're really, really old trees.
But. Well, and there's nothing you can do. I mean, no. UC Berkeley, the arborist had checked that tree that fell on the car and killed the guy.
Yeah.
It was, like, within the last month, the arborist had cleared that tree.
And it's,
you know, he's getting,
you know, the good Lord just, you know, when stuff happens.
It's almost impossible for Ambrose Park, too. There's so many trees up there.
Yeah.
And so much property. But anyway, so we are adding up to 52. We had already approved 25, and then we have to add 27, and then we had to add more to come up. So it's going to be 52,000, and these are from the reserve. The Prop 68, that was approved by the board for the architect and the possibly grant writer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the truck, the Bobcat, we refurbished the Bobcat tractor, and it's running great now. It's all like new. And we need a trailer to move it from park to park and wherever we need it. So, and that's going to be $9,000. So hopefully the board will approve that. $9,000 for that too, from the reserve. And that's all with the income. The expenses.
Have any questions?
What was the one we wanted?
We were going to move $50,000 into the rainy day fund. Is that in there?
No, and that wouldn't show in here.
Not
that's in my other stuff. It's not in the budget. It's in my general ledger.
Gotcha.
Okay, but we will. We can have the board approve that at the board meeting. The part-time office assistant, Miss Jessica, who will be taking my job over, we were originally going to have her from May of last year or through September, and since I'm retiring, we decided to keep her through the winter and just keep her till the end of June when I'm going to be leaving, and then she'll take my job over because there's a whole lot of things that are one-time things that she needs to know. And January's a very busy one of those. There's like five things that are only done in January, and yeah.
That's why she's here this evening, by the way, to see how the budget committee goes. We actually had it funded through
September.
And, you know, other things started coming up in October. We were going to bring her back in March. Is that right? So we figured that gap just wasn't worth it. You know, let her go. She's learning and doing a lot on the job training, and it's a critical position. So it's worth the investment to keep a part-time person on for the remainder of her tenure. So that's great.
She's learning very fast. It's great. I was very blessed to have found somebody that caught on so fast and so well on things. I'm appreciative. I am. What? What are you doing behind my back? Well, you did. I said I was appreciative to have her. Oh, I didn't find her. Actually, Lori found her, but that's okay. So, anyway.
They're fighting.
I know. That's kids, come on.
Well, we are the same age. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm older. No. Jessica worked for City of Pittsburgh, and Lori knew each other before she came, and she applied. And
we're happy to have you. We're very good.
Yep, you're doing a good job.
It did work out perfect because she was not ready for full time until when I'm leaving, so it worked out perfect, because she had a little one at home. She couldn't just leave. But anyways, I did move some money. I kind of used the $9,000 from the election to move there, and we're still doing well as far as our bottom line. We're, from this budget, we're underspent $120,000. And that may change by the end of the year, too. But there was enough to cover her, and she's also doing some of Lori. She's helping Lori with the website. So that comes out of the rec coordinator.
But it's invaluable to have her and you to have the backup.
Oh, yeah.
And so it, you know, the thing that people don't realize is there's a lot that takes that you don't see to make this place go. And it's the stuff that we do that you don't see that's the important stuff.
Yeah, for example, she's researching a new payroll system for us because the current one is just not working as well as it should be. So she's got, did they call you this week yet?
They did.
Oh, good. Good, yeah. Good news.
Well, I wanted to talk to you about it, so okay. I didn't wait right. for that. So.
She also takes the checks in the county and does the deposits, so I don't have to deal with Martinez anymore.
That's a good one.
And Martinez has gotten really bad. Their parking is, they redid all their parking downtown, and it's nasty.
A lot of closed parking areas.
Well, and
but
and
anyway,
on expenses, you know, the dumpsters, just look at the difference between $10,000 we thought we'd spend for a whole year,
mm-hmm.
and now having to have not 20, but
$25,000. Yeah.
You can't. If we didn't have that rainy day mm-hmm. fund that was as healthy as it was, those things would kill us.
Yeah.
I mean, a $15,000 increase in a dumpster budget.
And that's a direct reflection of the number of people that are using our parks.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We've seen a huge increase
sure.
which required us to get greater
service. More service, yeah.
Essentially, you know, double the service.
Yeah, last summer, almost every day of the week was full because of the pool, I think, part of it, but it's used constantly.
But yeah, I mean, but what I'm saying is, I mean, you know, when you have a almost triple it, okay, that's why we have to be such stingy stewards on holding money back. You know, the $15,000 for dumpsters and the $45,000 for the teenagers that wasn't thought of on a Tuesday and was spent on Thursday.
And those dumpsters cover all the parks. All
right.
The garbage from those can just go to the ones at Ambrose Park. That's why it's in the shared
right.
category. But it's, Ambrose Park gets the most because when we have the homeless, we have to clean up too. That's a tough one.
Yeah, so we kind of have a somewhat of a status quo budget. Not a lot changes. Numbers go up and down. But we have a reactive capital project, but mm-hmm. we have to react to what's going on, and that's kind of where we're at, you know. It'd be nice to be proactive, but we'd have to get a little bit more financially flush to be able to do that, so.
Well, the thing that people don't understand is this particular building, is ancient, and so mm-hmm. when things go wrong in a building of this age, you know, it's not like we have, and the same was true of Ambrose Pool. Remember when the Ambrose Pool was, you know, the original pool, a filter cost a gazillion dollars because the pool was older than the, you know, the Methuselah. You had to go find the stuff. Now that we have a new one, it's less expensive to maintain. Well, if we had a new community center, it'd be less to maintain, but where's the millions of dollars to, you know?
To buy one. The medical reimbursement, it always goes up in January with the Kaiser contract, so that's going to go up a little bit. Workers' comp, I think it's up this year because we added two part-time park workers, and the park worker positions, the maintenance worker positions, actually cost more for workers' comp because they mm-hmm. are obviously more inclined to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
on the job, but that's that. The liability insurance, I'm believing it when it's still up because of the pool, adding the pool, and we had a couple of claims last year that they raised our things because of, but professional services, that went down because that was mostly, it's for the webmaster that we were using, and we're not using her anymore. We're doing our own, so that saves there. That's also used for our IT guy and Peter. It may have to be raised back if Peter, depending on how much it's going to cost for that. So he's working on the security system at the park, so it, that might be, might go back up. But the attorney fees went up. Like I said, we've had a couple of claims and a couple of issues that we had to use him for. So a little more than last year. The election expense, of course, we didn't have to have the election, so we didn't have to pay for that. Security guards, we got a security company last year, the end of the year before, instead of hiring for our security for here at the rentals. And that's what this one is, the rental. So we didn't really know exactly how much it was going to cost, the difference. But, and Debbie said we are booking really fast for this year, so we're going to have a lot of rentals at the place here. They also are patrolling Ambrose Park, which is in the other category, but it's the same company. The website fees, we're having our own, so we still have an annual and a monthly fee for the website, the new website. And I don't know exactly how much that's going to end up, but the community garden, we didn't have, we added, and we originally, I think I had 1,000 budgeted, but she needs a little more than that. Hopefully we don't go over 1,500 too much. Hopefully this is where the fencing and stuff is coming from, but she's already spent 1,000, but she got a Keller grant too for a program that can't be used except for it's preschool to table or farm to preschool. I think it's farm to preschool. So she'll be working with the Head Start, I'm assuming, on a program from the community garden. The equipment and equipment repairs. What did I say with that? And that was at Ambrose Park.
Ambrose Park.
Ambrose Park expenses.
It's a bobcat.
We're already down here.
No, that was something else. We had, I have on here, we had plumbing problems at Ambrose, which we did, that was American Plumbing for the restrooms twice.
And that was part
we
of
had
the
them out, the restrooms and
the
we
graffiti
had.
And damage that was done with the, right?
That is down under maintenance, actually.
Okay.
This is, we had two bills that we had to pay to American Plumbing for a backup in the restrooms up there.
Okay.
So that's, and then down to the alarms and security patrols, that's mostly the security patrols that, and we have added asking them to unlock the gates on the weekends, right? Yeah. And they also lock up the restrooms. And they're on their last trip at Ambrose Park, so it's well worth worth them going there, because otherwise we'd have to be paying our guys overtime to go lock up and that kind of thing. The maintenance.
Have they reported anything? This company, have they reported a lot that's going on at the park?
Every once in a while, you know.
Not a whole lot that I know, but it's been quiet, actually, since the summer.
Not too bad. Yeah.
I don't know about the homeless up there, but
on the downside, but they're all.
Of course.
The $1,800 for the phones, that's because there currently isn't a telephone at Ambrose Park, and we have to have it for the charging of the credit cards and stuff at the pool, right?
No, the phone is, that phone is actually, that's not the pool, that's in the shop. Because we haven't had the line, we haven't had a line that worked for a long time, probably a year, and we just had the line fixed, so that's going. And we're also having internet up there, so they can have a computer up there. So that's in the works with the security.
Yeah, and the data feed will also work with the security.
The security system for the shop. Okay. we can go to the next page. The tools, we're still replacing. We had a break-in the first part of June last year. He'd replaced a lot of the tools in June, but this year we were still replacing tools that needed to replace from the thefts. The equipment repairs, that's the Bobcat. Yeah, that's strictly the 6,671. That was for refurbishing the Bobcat, which will be well worth it too, I think. And like you said, the dumpsters, we all know what dumpsters are for, why they're there. The neighborhood parks, basically the same issues as always. The irrigation at all the county parks is horrible. We have leaks all the time, and most of the overages, because they're already over their assessment we get from the county, but they're already well into because of the water. I looked on every one, and I thought there's got to be something. Water, water, and more water. So, yeah. Not a lot that we can do about that unless we redo the whole irrigation system, and I don't think that we're going to be doing that. Anyways, PSSF, that is the same thing we were talking about. The teen center is now going to be split in half general funds and a little more than half for the PSSF. And they are looking for funding for next fiscal year from somewhere. I don't know exactly where he's looking, but yeah, that's the teen center. The Koshlin grant, the youth services grant is new this year. We got $30,000. I don't know exactly what the program is for. Randy runs it and it's new. But I had to add that budget in. That's an addition also to our budget. The Bay Point Youth Academy, we had that before the year before, and he's doing very well. We got $95,000. There was an extra $20,000 this year for the program supervisor, not Hezekiah, but Randy, who's also running that too. He's running a lot of things. Poor guy. The Koshlin fellows, the Bay Point people that's their group, and they help us out with the, they have $25,000 set aside that's a discretionary fund for them to spend where they need to spend it. So when they have, last year they had something for Unity and Community, they did something and they spent $1,300. But they haven't spent a lot yet, so that the 25 is sitting in the general ledger. It's in whenever they do use it, I move it down into the
Can
main
I ask one
budget.
Question? Under the teen center operating expense, $1,500 for field trips. Yeah, I know that's more than one.
Denver.
That's like when they go to Marine World and Marriott's and...
The teen center? Yeah, they do different things. He takes them like day trips to what is the place with the race cars?
Sears Boomers.
Yeah, they take them there.
Sears
just
Point.
Places like that. Yeah.
No, that's good. I mean, but at least we've
just
talked about...
Just day trips once in a while.
At least we've talked about we get them out of the community. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it helps them. And a lot of them don't have that.
Yeah.
Don't get that opportunity to see what the rest of people are doing. We did get the Kaiser grant. That budget will be for the youth sports part of it. I messed up here, so that'll be changed but at the end of the year, because the $4,000 will go in there. This is all that they've spent so far, $1,369.98. We got three Keller grants, the holiday celebrations one, they raised it to $49.99, and the senior Fun Starts at 60 program. They got $49.99. And Jasmine applied for Keller, and we are the her fiscal agency, and she got $2,500, and that's for the farm to preschool program she's going to be running. And the capital unassigned, those are what we talked about, the Prop 68, which she already approved. We'll be approving more, another $25,000 for the trees, hopefully, at the board meeting, and then the $9,000 for the tractor trailer. And those two need to be approved still, but the others you already approved. And I had to add them to the budget. Anybody have any other questions?
No. No. You did a great job. Thank you again.
And that's it.
So we will present this at the next meeting.
Yep.
Having extra, like your bees and the trees and the bucket. Those are things that cannot be helped. But like you said, I'm glad that we still have some money that we can at least fix that, or make you stay, and because we need. I mean, no, it's not that we need. We have to.
Yeah, it's unavoidable. Some of these things, and we have not had a nice reserve in the past to be able to just do the projects. So it's nice.
Good job. No, I mean, we've been through in positions where I remember the air conditioner. One air conditioner went down. We were all having a stroke because it was $5,000 from exactly where were we going to pull $5,000?
Yeah.
And so we've changed a lot in the last few years. So you guys have done a great job. Thank you, both of you.
Well, and we've increased our employees and, you know, our help in the parks and stuff. So I'm really happy with how it's been going.
As you said, you know, the garbage, the increase in the dumpster being on the number of bodies. Mm. If the bodies are filling the garbage cans up every day because they're using the parks, oh heck, darn golly gee, you know. That's the part that I love is when you go by the park and there's, you know, a gazillion people already there. The fact that they all are attentive, you know, that's the thing is that, I've said before, you know, you don't find graffiti, you know, on the wall. I can go to take the kids to school, and from the time I go in front of it till I come back and loop around again, it's already painted over, and you're like, wait, you know. So
Alfredo's
the
very
people
good at keeping on
are getting a great service. So,
well, you know, I used to say it a lot when Terry was around. loyalty to, you know, you have a great crew. They know what they're doing, but also they care, and you know, and they're loyal to.
And they like Mary Jane.
They like
before
it when they come in and I go, now what, Billy, are you bringing me?
They like Mary Jane.
The firewall, that's right. I can slip into her office, that'd be perfect.
I see the difference in staff. I mean, it's everybody seems to be very happy. They all seem to be working hard.
Madam Chair.
That's because we have a good boss.
Can I make a motion to adjourn? Can I make a motion to adjourn?
I second the motion.
All in favor say
aye.
Aye. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Turn that
Thank
one
you.
On.